Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu Rab.
Hi, my name is Geeta Sidhu Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. Thank you so much for joining me again today. As always, today's show is about the fact that even when life is going to hell in a handbasket around you, Liz Truss, there is always something better at the other side. And it just doesn't feel like it when you're in the middle of it. But in fact, every sort of drama that's ever happened, every really big trauma, everything that stopped me going in a particular way, I later came to find out that if I went, when I turned left, and I call it you turned left, it was a way that forced me to become a version that was the best version of myself. It made me happier, it made me richer, it made me more successful, and it made me deeply more joyful. And in keeping with that general concept, particularly in these times where we are feeling more and more uncertain, and we are more and more not sure what we're going to do, what I want you to do is to come away with from this conversation with a sense that actually, you know what, whatever this is happening, something good is always going to come out of it. I just need to kind of keep the long view of that. So with that in mind, I want to introduce you to Malina Benson, who, you love this description, Malina. It's you're a futurist and a business model innovator. That bit just sold me anyway, because I'm like, somebody who can put futurist and innovator in the same sentence, I really want to talk to you. So welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so happy to have you. So you were an accountant for a really long time. And it was so funny because we were talking in the green room before we came on, and you're saying every time they promoted me, I hated my job more. And I'm like, stop, say this on air. I find that when people are getting promoted out of what they love to do, they do end up hating their jobs more. And someone's like, you're so good, go and do another job. You're like, can I stay doing what I was doing? Right? Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, I think that what happened was there was some things going on in my personal life. I had recently been divorced. And so and I was a recent empty nester as well. So there were more freedom also. I was not, I did not need to bring home that big salary anymore to pay for the house and pay for the summer house and pay for the two cars and all of the insurances that go with that.
Oh my God, you were paying for all of that.
I felt like that new freedom to choose whether or not I wanted to stay in a corporate career that was no longer making me happy. I had had in that company, I was there for 7 years. It was an insurance company, and I've had the best time of my life the first 5 years, and then they promoted me. And my task was just changing. The job was a completely different job. I was previously head of innovation. That was so much fun. The idea was to bring that into the strategy department, but then the CEO left, and it was a completely new agenda.
Changed.
And they kind of changed that it became very corporate governance-like. Yeah. So it was a completely different job. So I actually told my then new boss that this is not what I want. They would want me to fit the chair. And I said, I've never accepted that chair. It was a completely different job that I accepted. So we agreed that I could look internally in the organization for a different job. And then I happened to be promoted to director in another department. And it became even more administrative and more governance. And it was managing the other directors at my own level instead of, as a head of innovation, I was leading upwards and bringing my very self-motivated team with me and just creating a path for them.
Now, it's so funny, your expression changed, like you were dying in the middle.
I was dying in this job. My soul was dying. I was successful, but I realized that the reason I was successful was that I was incredibly good at adapting and changing myself leaving more and more of my personality at home to fit the job. And it, you can do that for a while, but it just eats your soul.
But can I just stop you there for a moment? That's really interesting to me, because I'm a coach as well, and my clients come to me because exactly what you just said, the space between how they have to show up and who they really are,
yes,
finally becomes so big,
yes,
that the level of stress that they're under starts, yeah, to affect their mental and physical health. Yeah. And I always say that gap between who you are and how you feel,
yes,
is the level of how fast you're going to get ill. The bigger the gap, the more the problems that you're going to have.
Yes. And I feel, I think that because I was divorced and I didn't have that house and all of that anymore anyway, I felt that for the first time in my life that I had a choice.
Yeah, a sense of freedom.
So, yeah, I could choose whether or not I wanted to do that. So I actually, I quit that
job.
Yeah, they gave me a year's of salary.
Wow.
And that was a very good organization. I loved that organization. To this day, I kind of feel warm-hearted thinking about that company. But the job was just not a fit anymore.
So you started, you leave this job. And then, I mean, I really want to jump to the whole, there's this whole thing that you've written a book on raising awareness that the internet is about to be reinvented. And I really want to know the other shit, but I really want to know what that is. Yeah. Tell me about that. I can't stop thinking. Talk to me about this. What do you mean?
And they are very much connected, this two of them.
Yeah, so talk to me about that. Because disruption, I think, is a really female thing. And I think it really makes a difference. And that as women, we're very good at creating disruption.
Yes. And I've been in disruptive industries always. First, it was industries ready for disruption, very mature industries. So accounting, it's bookkeeping has been the same for 3,000 years. Then it was the educational sector. Then it was insurance. And now I'm in book publishing. And what is, and I think this experience from these mature industries has made me aware what is going on in the book publishing industry at a whole other level than most book coaches. Because
what you call yourself, a book coach?
I call myself a book coach. I have an author's program. I have a membership where I teach how to self-publish, and how to do it for, I focus on entrepreneurs. So I teach how to do it to grow your business.
Got it. So it's your marketing tool.
Yes. What happened was that after I quit my job, I started traveling. I wanted to see the world, and I really had no capacity. I would not recommend in general that you quit your job without a plan. But I didn't have one. But I had a year of salary, and what I did was I started traveling. I needed to feed my soul a little. And while I was doing that, and I was traveling again and again and again, and then I thought, okay, maybe I need to travel for a longer period of time and figure out how to make money while traveling, because I'm not going to get done with that anytime soon. So I left for Lima, Peru, and my intention was to spend 5 months learning a little bit of Spanish, learning about the Latin American culture. And I was thinking about maybe I could do some consultancy, because I had heard that a blonde, which I was back then, MBA, female MBA from Europe would be very attractive for business in South America.
Stop a moment and let's go on a break and you can tell me what happened afterwards.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we're back. So you're in Peru, and then?
My plan was really to learn about the language and the culture, but I happened to stumble upon a startup. As a Danish entrepreneur, actually married to a Peruvian woman, he had lived there for 2 decades, and he had a small startup which had quite good funding from, among other companies, from Telefonica, which is one of the biggest telecompanies in South America. And he wanted me to do an investment proposal for a Danish self-publishing company. and have them build that Danish platform into a Spanish platform, which is obviously a lot bigger market.
Yeah.
And as a consultant, I made that investment proposal. They accepted, and I had to stay.
Yeah, you made yourself a job.
Yeah. So I created myself a job, and I ended up staying there for 2 years. But what we did was to build this self-publishing platform. And this brought me in touch with, I always loved books. I always loved writing.
Oh my God.
I'm the kind of girl who had my MBA assignments ready a few months ahead of time before the deadline. So I love big amounts of information and make it structured and kind of build that up as something useful. So kind of that passion about the books and about the innovation part of self-publishing, that kind of was very intriguing to me. But I also saw a few things that we didn't help people with. So when I came back home from Peru, my inbox was full of people who said, you know about publishing books. Can you help me publish my book? And that was when I then started my as an independent book coach.
So what is different about what you do? I mean, is that the same question? Because I'm trying to get the question answered of what do you mean by the internet is about to be reinvented?
Yes. So what I discovered about 10 months ago, I started realizing that blockchain, Web3, NFTs, all of these terms started popping up in conversations. And I had worked in innovation projects around blockchain and cryptocurrency 15 years ago and heard nothing about it all in between. So probably it's about which circle you're moving in.
Yeah.
But also it was because it was still just a technology. But now it's breaking through the surface and it's become commercial solutions that all of the bigger brands are into, especially the fashion industry. So it's not just gamers who are interested in blockchain and cryptocurrencies. It's all industries now. Shipping, sports, lots of different industries.
Why would that affect me as a person? Why is that relevant to me?
Yeah, it's relevant because Web 1 is back when we got the internet for the first time. It would be web pages that we could read from a company or a blogger, so we could read information. Then came Web 2, that's social media, the social media era. We are content creators. We contribute content, and we are creating the internet doing so. Uh-huh. But we don't own anything. So when you publish on something on Instagram or something, they own the content.
Yeah.
And you are not paid for that content. But in Web3, the creators own the content. And really, it's a power to the people movement on top of a technology. So the power to the people movement came first, then came the technology to make it possible. So it's about...
So you're saying that the book publishing part becomes how you put out the information that people want to read, yeah, how you create your content, but yes, you put it in a way that you own it and you, yes, get the revenue stream from it and you get the benefit from it.
Yes. So I would sell my book as it's called an NFT, and it's really not super important to understand what exactly that is. It's just, think of it as another book format. But when I create my book as an NFT and I sell it to you, It can be directly between you and you as a reader and me as a creator.
So you're creating books as an NFT.
Yes. And so that's just one thing you can create as an NFT. It can be anything.
Yeah, because I've seen it with art.
It's about the ownership. There's usually some visual representation, an art piece that kind of represents,
yeah,
that NFT. But what it's really about is there's a smart contract, which is really just a bit of programming behind that image. So what you're buying is actually the contract that you now own this book, and you own also whatever utility I have put into that contract. And one of the utilities can be that when you resell this book, because you will now be able to sell that on the marketplaces where these things are traded, which is
so
actually...
So the person who's bought it or the person who wrote it?
The person who bought it can now resell it.
Okay, so I bought a book as an NFT from you, and yes. I can now resell that.
Yes. And when you resell it, I can have put in that contract that I'm paid again as the creator. So
how is this different to taking an agent selling a book and getting commission?
If you're getting an agent, or if you are using a print regular traditional print of demand solution, or you're self-publishing, you will not know who bought your book unless you sold it on your own website. You will not know who bought your book on Amazon. You're not getting any customer data. But when we're trading as NFTs, even if you sell it to someone else, I will at all times know who has my books now. And I will be able to even drop more value into that NFT. So maybe I'm providing more than the book. Mm-hmm. In my case, for example, I'm offering an interactive ebook. I'm offering videos about how I created that book using artificial intelligence. And I'm offering an author course in how to become an author using NFTs. And it's all comes with the book. So, and then I can keep adding more value to that. And when you resell it, you will benefit, but I will also get paid again.
Okay. So just so that we understand this, you're saying, because NFTs, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a non-fungible token, right? So it's kind of like a slice of something.
Yes.
So what you've done here is you've said, let's take this book and we've created an art cover or whatever it is for this book that represents the book, and we sell that as an NFT. I'm going to turn this around. So I sell you my book as an NFT.
Yes.
You're like, oh, this is really interesting. And once you've bought it, I get all the data on you as my customer because you're interested because you bought my book.
Yes.
You will then go forward and sell that book to someone else. And I will then not only have their data, but the relationship is then with you and with them, because I can, the NFT, this book is a living thing. I can constantly be adding things to improve the relationship. So it's almost like a coaching relationship.
Yes. And you can take it even further, because if you publish this book because you're on a mission to change something in the world, maybe I, as the buyer of that NFT, maybe I buy it for the book. Maybe I buy it for the other utilities, like the course it comes with, or the dinner with the author it comes with, or the free ticket to an event, or whatever it can be. Maybe it's the utilities, but it might also just because I believe in the same cause and I want to help you on your mission. And
so
I believe
do it for impact as well.
Yes. And even that I think that you have a great team behind you, or you're just a power woman and you're going to do amazing things. So I'm investing in you adding more. I believe you will over time make my NFT even more valuable. So it becomes an investment.
Let's just go for a break. One second.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Okay. So my mind is blown.
So what this comes down to is really author-reader relationships.
And this is so because I'm a marketer, right? So ultimately, I put a lead magnet out there of some kind. Yes. Like I talk a lot about perimenopause. So I say, here are the 9 signs of perimenopause. Here's what to do about them. And you download that.
Yes.
And you download this document that says 9 signs of perimenopause. It tells you about this. I then send you emails going, here's what it is. Here's some more stuff on it. Here's whatever. What do you need to do? What journey do you want to take next? And I provide information around that.
Yes.
You're saying that all of that can come as an NFT where it's all packaged into one thing.
Yes.
Now, how do I know who next wants to buy this book?
That's the amazing thing, that if people love your content, they're going to spread the word. They already do that in Web 2. They do it on social media. They do it. I could forward that PDF to a friend. You would not benefit from that. But if I forward an NFT to someone, it's because I'm selling it. So that
how much, is the sale price?
You decide that. And it can be determined by the market as well, depending on if you have an unlimited amount of NFTs or if you limit it. So let's say you had an audience of 100,000 people, but you only publish 100 NFTs. The value is going to go up because more people want it. It's a marketplace where you trade these NFTs like you would trade any other item, really, in certain marketplaces, like on eBay.
Instead of giving it to my girlfriend and saying, here, read this, I would say to my girlfriend, you can have it, but you have to pay for it.
You have
to buy the NFT.
You can give NFTs away or you can sell them as a creator. But there's a cost, minting it's called. That's a word for really creating that block on the blockchain that the NFT represents. So when you are buying an NFT, you're buying a little piece of the internet, of the blockchain. So you own that small block in the chain. So it costs something that the more technical process is that when you say, I want to create this NFT, the whole system of miners, they're called, computers all around the world, are working together to validate and making this a secure block that can never be changed. And it's all completely transparent as well. But they are kind of creating that block. And obviously, they have to get paid. So what the cost is called a gas fee. And the price of minting an NFT depends on how many people are minting right now and how many miners are available. So it's a question of demand, really.
I'm trying to understand why I would learn something that is so new for me.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of this because it's learning a completely new thing, right?
Yes, it is. And it's a long-term strategy. And we are still, NFTs went into some, like formally, when you look at the penetration rate, NFTs became, it entered the early adopters phase in 2016. So it's not that new anyways,
right. But
it's become even more popular now because it's becoming non-technical. It's become easy to use it. So it is actually quite easy to mint your book as an NFT. There are now different services available for authors. This will develop very quickly. It's like every week something new is happening there. Publishers and book distributors are partnering to create these solutions for independent authors as well. So even though it's brand new, it's changing every week now. It's a lot has happened the last year in this area. So what you should start with is to educate yourself about what is Web3, because it is going to be here. It's not like it's a little bit like if we thought we were never going to use SMS or never going to have a cell phone, because why do that when I have a phone in my house? That was the thoughts we had at first when we heard about mobile telephones and car phones. So the jump is as big from Web 2 to Web 3. It's a huge change. It's going to change all marketing, all businesses, all individuals' lives. We're going to pay with crypto everywhere. It really is a big change. It's going to change everything.
Why are we going to pay with crypto everywhere?
Because it's...
Other than that, the whole friggin' economy is just going to tank. There's that. But then crypto will also tank.
Yeah, even Starbucks now implemented a reward system with NFTs, and that's crypto too. So it's everywhere now. It's just going to be the new... a new common currency, and there's not just one, there are many, many, many currencies there. So what the takeaway here is, start paying attention, because this is coming, so we can choose if we're going to be early into this and take advantage of that, all of the PR that's related to that as an author, because this is something new. This is a way to stand out right now, but also because we can, do we want to be early or do we want to be later? It is coming. We cannot stop this from coming. It is coming. But what I think we should do, we always start with the business side of things and the marketing side of things. Do I want to build a community? Why do I want to build a community? What's the purpose of the community? All of these questions. And actually, most of my book, I do need in the book to, it's called Next Gen Author, because it's a different way of being an author and thinking about authorship. So it's about how we use Web3 and artificial intelligence to be authors in a brand new way. And I do explain some of these more technical concepts, because that's necessary, because nobody knows what it is yet.
That's true. But how can people find you? Where can they go to find this book and to find you?
They can go to goosebump.pop.
goosebump.pop.
Yes.
I love that. Like, because you get goosebumps.
Think about the beer. Pop for publishing. But in the majority of the book is actually about why do people buy NFTs? Why should they buy NFTs?
It's actually, even just Googling it. It's a massive growing space, isn't it?
It is. And understanding what is my audience like and the customer type. I write something about emotional customer types, and there's a kind of a recipe that you can tick off. My customer type is this one, and this means that these strategies would probably be the most interesting to look into. So I'm trying to kind of filter out, educate, but also make it specific. And start with the strategy and then find someone to help with technology if that's necessary. In a few months, this is just going to be another website, and it's just going to be super easy. Upload your EPUB and that's done. Yeah. It's the strategy behind it that's the most difficult part, to figure out what you want to do. It's not going to be difficult to do it, but figuring out how can I... self-publish my book in a completely different way, and have a long-term strategy. So once these NFTs are out there, they're there forever. It means that in 50 years, you will still know who have that book, and you can keep working on your mission with the book and with the specific audience that has attracted the book or
grow with them. They learn as you learn. Amazing.
Yeah, and you will even experience that if people are passionate about your project, they might want to help you create that digital artwork for the NFTs, or they might want to help you get on TV or whatever it is. If they believe, and they are now they are not only believers in you, they are invested financially in you, and they have a monetary interest in helping you promote it.
That's so amazing.
And they own it, so they can sell it. You could even put licensing right into it if you're writing a novel, for example, and you have characters. It could be images of those characters, and people are allowed to use it in a movie or use that character in their book. Or there are endless opportunities here. The big thing is to understand Web3 is coming. Learn about NFTs. Get started with having your own digital wallet. Buy one NFT just to know what the process looked like. And start educating yourself. And then think about what is the relationship that you would dream about having with your readers? Because now it's possible. Before it wasn't.
That's amazing, Marlena. Thank you very much. That was an education all in itself.
Yes.
Thank you to Marlena. It was a real pleasure to learn everything that I didn't know that I was going to learn today about a whole new world in Web3, which I'm now going to go Google the crap out of. My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob. Thank you very much for joining me. And just the perfect story to say you start in one place and you end up somewhere completely different that you had no idea you were going to do. So I love these conversations that blow up your mind and you think, oh, there's a whole world out there I know nothing about. Thank you very much for joining me again. And I look forward to speaking with you all again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.